Palm Sunday stands as the transition in the season of Lent between the Lenten proper and Holy Week, because Holy Week stands on its own within the season, quite apart from any other part in Lent. It may be part of our difficulty in wondering on Palm Sunday what we should call this day, whether Palm Sunday or is it marks the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, or Passion Sunday, when we begin to recall the sufferings and the death of our Lord. In order to hold both thoughts in our mind, our traditional service begins in the narthex, yes, down with the coffee cups and cookies. Now the men are busy frying ham in the basement, and the aromas will fill the entire sanctuary before we ever enter. We read the Gospel from Luke, where Jesus begins the triumphant entry, the entry of a king riding on an ass, the foal of an ass, and we almost recall the ride of Mary into Bethlehem at an earlier time, but it never really enters our mind, for the excitement of the crowd this time overtakes our emotions even as we read the passage. When our courage is sustained, we follow the reading into the sanctuary, and we continue the service, having waved our palms with the sense of frying hands. Voices from below, about preparing potatoes, getting this done and that done, and then we go immediately to the prayer to share in his death and pray to obtain his glorious resurrection ourselves. But the stomachs in the sanctuary begin to respond to the aromas from below, and it is hard to keep our body and our mind in one place. So typical of Holy Week, where the disciples are all together with Jesus, and then they begin to drift off, one with the hope of silver in his pocket, others distancing themselves because of the possibility of violence, and finally we have Peter's denial in the courtroom, in the courtyard. Who really knows him, this Jesus? Who really knows him, whom the guard takes and Pilate berates and the high priest insults? There are the women who watch the action, but nothing happens. It is as if all this is out of our hands, something that must be done. Pilate needed to wash his hands, and we ours, and then before the ham is ready, the potatoes mashed, Jesus invites us back to the table, and there we kneel, knowing how we fall short of, full of shortcomings, and yet how we have been made whole, forgiven, cleansed, to eat again. It's not long before we at Concordia stand in another line, waiting for the potatoes, celebrating with our neighbors and friends, joined together in a quiet proclamation among the clamor of the feast, a Minnesota way of saying to our friends, "Yes, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."